Are you going away this summer?
We're thinking about going camping in the mountains.
Nice.
Yes, in the Pyrenees between France and Spain. What about you?
We're thinking about going to Spain. You live in Spain, Rich. Do you think you could recommend a few places?
Hello, my name's Rich.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast,
where we talk about football and help you with your English. What's happening this week, Rich?
In this week's podcast, we're talking about holidays.
The Premier League season is over, and Premier League players have a bit of time off.
I've seen that Paul Pogba is in Mecca in Saudi Arabia. Wayne Rooney is in Barbados. And Jamie Vardy is in Dubai.
It's great to get some downtime. And Rich is going to give me some advice about my summer holiday in this week's podcast. And we're going to focus on language we use to recommend places to go and things to do.
And your task is to use this language because we want you to give some advice about holiday destinations in your country.
And if you're an English teacher, we've got a lesson plan with worksheets that you can use in class.
Before all that, let's look at this week's headlines. Arsenal win FA Cup.
Arsenal beat Chelsea 2-1 in the FA Cup final to win the FA Cup for a record 13th time. After the match, Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger announced that he has signed a contract extension for a further 2 years.
Huddersfield Town win promotion.
Huddersfield players and fans will enjoy their summer holidays knowing that next season their team will be in the Premier League. The Terriers beat Reading in the playoff final to reach the Premier League for the first time.
Premier League teams pack their bags for Asia Trophy.
Liverpool, Crystal Palace, West Brom and Leicester City will compete for the Premier League Asia Trophy in July in Hong Kong.
And there will be Premier Skills coaching events for referees and Premier Skills coaching courses running at the same time.
Have you ever been to Hong Kong, Rich?
I have, actually, twice.
What would you recommend?
Well, there are loads of places worth seeing. And definitely lots of food worth trying. I would recommend going to see Tian Tan Buddha, which is also known as Big Buddha. You can take a cable car, and if you visit Hong Kong, you should definitely try dim sum. It's delicious. You said earlier that you're going to Spain for your holidays, Jack. Whereabouts are you going to?
We're not sure yet. I think I'd like to visit Madrid. And maybe Seville in the south? What do you think, Rich? Where are the best places to visit?
Madrid's a great place to start. It's the capital city, and I really love it.
What can you see there?
Well, the museums are fantastic. The Prado is a must-see. It has one of the world's biggest collections of European paintings. The Reina Sofia, too. You can see a lot of Picasso's paintings there, including Guernica. That's a really famous one.
We're thinking about going in August. What will the weather be like?
Hot. In Madrid, it could be above 40 degrees.
Ooh, I think that might be a bit too hot for us.
What about Barcelona? It's a bit cooler and it's next to the coast.
We can go to the beach. That sounds better.
If you go, you must visit Park Güell. It was designed by Gaudi, a famous architect from Catalonia. In fact, you can see many of his designs around Barcelona, including the Sagrada Familia, which is a huge church in the middle of the city.
I've seen pictures. It looks pretty spectacular. I'd love to see it in real life.
Yeah, it is. Another thing, Spain's got great food.
Yeah?
There are loads of really great dishes. You should go for some paella, especially if you go near the coast or in Valencia, which is where it comes from.
It's made from rice, right?
Yes, but you can get all different types. There are meat versions and seafood versions and vegetarian ones too. You often see paella made in huge pans for hundreds of people at local festivals in the summer.
Sounds delicious. I'll definitely try it.
I think you'll really like the food. There's a lot of it, and sometimes it's even free.
Free? I like the sound of that.
When you order a drink at a bar or in a cafe, you'll often get some food for free. It's called tapas.
Great. Is there anything that I need to remember or watch out for?
You should take lots of sun cream. It can get very hot in the summer.
Anything else?
It could be busy. I would book accommodation in advance. You don't want to sleep on the beach.
In the last section, Rich gave me lots of advice about a holiday in Spain. He used lots of different phrases to recommend different things. Let's look at some of those phrases.
I said you should visit Madrid, the capital.
We can use should to give advice and to give recommendations. Rich thinks it's a good idea for me to visit Madrid. So he said, I should visit Madrid.
I also said, you must visit Park Güell. Here, I used must rather than should, because I feel more strongly about it. I think it's a really good idea to visit it. I could also say, you have to visit something, if I want to give a strong recommendation.
Rich also said, the Prado Museum in Madrid is a must-see. He could have said, you should see the Prado Museum, like in the previous example. Or, if he wanted to give a stronger recommendation, he could have said, you must see, or you have to see the Prado Museum.
Must-see can also be a noun. You can say something is a must-see.
When you visit Paris, the Eiffel Tower is a must-see.
Another common word to use to talk about recommendations is would. I said to Jack, I would book your accommodation in advance. We hear this a lot. I would go there. I wouldn't eat that. I'd visit this place. And so on.
The word is actually part of a longer phrase. The complete phrase is, I would book your accommodation in advance if I were you. I would go there if I were you. I wouldn't eat that if I were you. But we don't need to say the complete sentence. It's not necessary.
When we respond to someone's recommendation, it's very common to say something like, sounds good, or sounds amazing.
Yes, I think this is a really useful phrase to learn. I use it a lot. I'm always saying, sounds good.
We've got a few activities on the page below this podcast for you to take a look at.
And we'd also like to hear about your holidays and some places and things that you would recommend to visit and do in your country.
And we'd like to see some of these key phrases in the comments that you write. Have you got a football phrase for us this week?
Yes, I have. But first, last week's football phrase. The phrase was touchline. The touchline is the line on the pitch where the referee's assistants run and where you take throw-ins from.
Well done to Lubomir from Ukraine, El Ghul from Algeria, Emir from Bosnia, Ahmed Adam from Sudan, Andwong Spurs from Vietnam, and Kwesi Manifest from Ghana. What's this week's phrase?
This week's football phrase is... It means the part of the year when no football is played. In the Premier League is June and July.
That's a difficult phrase this week. And for me, the most boring part of the year.
But at least we have our summer holidays.
Right. That's all we have time for this week.
Don't forget to write your answers to our questions and make a guess at our football phrase in the comments below.
Bye for now and enjoy your football!